Relativity and chemical bonds, a lost Egyptian city, and the lessons of Bronze Age collapse. New research from Brown University is offering experimental confirmation that Einstein's theory of relativity directly shapes chemical bonding in heavy elements. In heavy atoms, inner electrons travel at speeds that are a significant fraction of the speed of light. The resulting relativistic increase in electron mass causes their orbitals to contract, which in turn alters how outer electrons interact and bond. The effect explains anomalies that have puzzled chemists for decades. Gold's distinctive yellow color, Mercury's liquid state at room temperature, and the research earned 268 points on Hacker News, alongside a comment thread running into the significance of physics and chemistry, sharing an underlying reality that does not respect disciplinary boundaries. Archaeologists using ground-penetrating radar and non-invasive survey techniques have mapped a previously unknown ancient city beneath Egypt's desert, including a church and other structures apparently dating to the Byzantine period, roughly the 4th through 7th centuries CE. The discovery drew 134 Hacker News comments, a substantial portion of which turned into a discussion of how satellite imagery, LIDAR, and subsurface radar have transformed the pace of archaeological discovery. The consensus in the thread was that more lost cities will likely be found in the next two decades than in the previous century, simply because the detection tools have improved so dramatically. A long-form essay on the Late Bronze Age collapse, from the History Blog, a collection of unmitigated pedantry, earned 377 points and 261 comments, and its resonance with the technology community in 2026 was not hard to understand. Around 1200 BCE, the palace-based civilizations of the Eastern Mediterranean, Mycenaean Greece, Hittite Anatolia, the Egyptian New Kingdom, contracted dramatically or collapsed within roughly a generation, and the Bronze Age trading network that had connected them dissolved. The essay treats the collapse as a case study in how complex, interdependent systems fail. The network's specialization, which made it productive, became a liability when multiple stressors struck simultaneously. Commenters drew explicit connections to contemporary supply chain fragility. That theme found a contemporary illustration in a Bloomberg report, also trending on Hacker News, on the United States' decade-long failure to build reliable domestic medical glove manufacturing capacity, despite nearly $1 billion in government support. The piece traces the fundamental difficulty of competing with Malaysian manufacturers who hold decades of accumulated process knowledge, trained workforces, and supplier relationships, expertise that cannot simply be purchased with an appropriation. New York City's new ban on deceptive subscription practices, dark patterns that make signing up easy and canceling nearly impossible, drew 537 points, with the discussion centering on both the merits of the policy and the enforcement challenge of proving that a confusing cancellation flow was deliberately designed rather than merely poorly built. Because New York's regulatory weight often drives national compliance, the legislation may have reached beyond city limits.